Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sam Amico is joining us. Sam with HoopsWire.com. And he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Unlikely, we all know, that the Cavaliers jump out of the 14th spot. What if they do, Sam? And I say that like, okay, what happens? Do they go for a young player? Do they try and move that pick? What if they do?
I think if they jump out of the top 14 and land in the top three or four, they will keep the pick. Because if you look at the draft this year, what, the top three guys that, you know, while we don't have a consensus number one, we know there are three big men. And you think about, you know, the Jared Allen injury and somebody who, you know, who could come in and play right away. Now, obviously, Jared Allen's expected to go, but I'm just saying when you run into that type of situation, Kevin Love being another year older. So I think that you would take that pick, draft one of those guys, whether it's, you know, Chet Holmgren from Gonzaga or Jabari Smith from Auburn, you know, so in that sense, if you were to get really, really lucky, I think that they would keep the pick because then you have a big man who can develop alongside the rest of your youth. I'm not so sure they keep the pick if they stay where we all expect them to stay at number 14.
What kind of appeal do you think that pick would have, Sammy?
Not great.
Okay.
Are you talking about 14 or
14. The top pick, we assume, would have some level of appeal that people would want just because it seems like this draft is like four or five guys that people really love, and then after that there's a drop.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, on that topic, obviously this is one of those drafts that's kind of looked at like boring, not much coming out. But that said, you know there's always a guy who comes out. And, you know, I mean, Kawhi Leonard drafted number 15. Giannis Antetokounmpo, drafted number 15. You know, Klay Thompson, drafted number 11. So there's always somebody who comes out of one of these drafts that's not supposed to be very good, that is almost a generational-type player. So would that pick have a lot of appeal at number 14? Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't know if straight up it would, but I don't think the Cavs would draft a player and trade him straight up. I think that, you know, there would be other pieces involved. So it would be a very appealing throw-in to a team that is young and rebuilding, you know, Oklahoma City Thunder, which already seemed to have 728 picks, the Rockets. Those type of teams are going to be interested in a number 14 pick without question, and they might even pay a higher price than you usually would get for it.
Sam Amico joining us, HoopsWire.com. All right, let's say the Cavs stay at 14, and let's say they don't get any kind of a trade offer that they would like. It would scream at 14, best player available, regardless of position. However, you've got a lot of guards and you got a lot of big men, and you could probably use a nice small forward. What would you think they would do if they used the pick, Sam, and is there anybody that you're thinking, yeah, that's the guy?
Yeah, I don't know that. First of all, you're right. They would look at a wing at that position. I know for a fact that's what they're spending their offseason kind of trying to get more shooters and get more wing-type players, whether it's through the draft or free agency. But I think with that 14 pick, there's some nice wings that potentially, at least according to the mock draft and the experts that'll be there, Branham from Ohio State, the kid from Kansas, and a few others there. So I think that that's what they would go with. I think that that's probably right around the draft board as a type of shooting guard, small forward, and a guy who can, if nothing else, come in and provide, you know, some perimeter shooting off the bench right away. And the nice thing is you have a young nucleus, right? So you bring in another young guy who can just develop along with these guys and not feel rushed about doing it and to be part of this long-term core. You know, it doesn't have to be a star. It just has to be a guy that's a fit. And we've seen that so much, especially not just with the Cavs, but today's NBA. Look at the team successful. It's because of players who sit next to each other with maybe one or two stars.
So, Sammy, this team sorely needs someone between, I don't know, 6'6 and 6'10 that could guard multiple positions and possibly find a shot off the dribble. And I think if this NBA playoffs has taught us anything.
And knock it down.
If this NBA playoffs has taught us anything, those guys are incredibly valuable and even more rare. Is there anybody in this draft who could fit that mold?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure without having done a lot of scouting, I said last month that the NFL draft was the most boring NFL draft of my lifetime. This NBA draft, sadly, is probably along those lines. And like I said, there are a lot of guys who are going to come out of nowhere and produce. It happens every year. And sure, there are guys who can come in and knock them. I ran them. It's a nice shooter.
Are you underwater right now?
Not underwater, but I can go there if you'd like.
That's better.
I die. Anyway, I think that there are a lot of guys who could potentially come in and fill that role. You know, the thing about it is you have Okoro already, okay? So
yeah.
He's not a knockdown shooter, but he's a guy who can kind of defend multiple positions, ideally. That's what you hope he's going to be throughout his career. So if you get a guy who can only really his strength is shoot and you combine those two guys, then you may have something. But yeah, there's always going to be guys available to fit your needs. It's just, are you going to get lucky and find that guy at 14?
Sam Amico is joining us from HoopsWire.com. This was not the year to be a team that yours truly was pulling for. The Cavs had injuries late, finished up, 9-17 down the stretch, and then didn't make the big playoffs in the play-in tournament. Maybe the play-in tournament. I was really pulling for Philadelphia and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference. Oops. And I was hoping that Phoenix would get to the Western Conference Finals. Oops. So you're left with Miami against Boston and Golden State, God bless them, they're still there, and Golden State and Dallas. Who do you like and why in each conference?
I think I like Golden State, obviously, with the experience, right? I mean, they've been there before, been in a situation before. I thought maybe Phoenix would beat them, but clearly the Suns were not totally prepared for the playoffs. So far Golden State, and I always discount Miami because they just don't have that huge star power, but they're very scrappy and they battle and really play with a ton of confidence. They've got that whole Heat culture thing going on. But I think this may be the year Boston and Tatum and Brown finally break through. They just got to win one game in Miami. I expect that series to go seven games. So it's going to be really interesting. I think, you know, most people are saying the Warriors and Celtics, and I'm going to say that too. It's just I don't think Dallas has a prayer. This is kind of, you know, they won their championship by getting to the Western Conference Finals as a younger team with Doncic. But the Miami-Boston series, to me, is really a pick'em.
What did Boston do midway through the season to turn this thing around? Because, I mean, 50 games in, they looked like a train wreck. And all of a sudden, they just managed to, like, tweak this, tweak that, tweak this. Oh, we're a defensive juggernaut now. Best of luck.
Yeah, I think that was part of, you know, I talked to the GM, the rival GM, about a month ago, who said that was really just, you know, a new coach getting used to the players and the players getting used to him. And,
Sam is still underwater. Repeat that. Rival coach getting used to him, new coach getting used to him from that point on.
Yeah, a new coach getting used to the players.
Okay.
the players getting used to the new coach. You know, that's according to an opposing GM. So I just think that it was a matter of just familiarity with because they were really struggling at the start of the year, and you thought, boy, what did they do with Brad Stevens moving into the front office? But they really seem locked in and engaged, and it really happened that second part of the year. If you remember, at the start of the year, there was really a lot of drama with Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart calling out his teammates, and they really settled down. And you know, you're down Milwaukee 3 games, or you're down 3-2 in that series, and then to go in Milwaukee and win that road game to get it back home for a game 7, that was impressive. And I just think that that's a sign of a young team, that team that was young. You remember they were losing to LeBron all the time, and the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals. They finally are good news for today's Cavs for the future.
Sammy, the only thing I'd throw back to you on the Golden State series is simply, who does Golden State have to guard Luka? Because if the solution is just going to be, okay, let's throw Otto Porter at him, and then let's throw
Andrew Wiggins?
Maybe a little Wiggins at him, and maybe Kuminga. Outside of Kuminga, I'm thinking advantage Luka, and I don't think they've got another thing to throw at him. I mean, it's kind of just a funky matchup for the Warriors. It's like the one thing they just don't have. And frankly, the one thing that the league just doesn't have is to stop Luka Doncic.
Yeah, you're not going to contain him. The thing for Dallas in that series, obviously, and I'm sure they'll throw Draymond Green at him a little bit too. But you're right; they don't really have that one matchup. Does anybody really have anybody who could slow him down? He's just so impactful, you know, whether it's the drive, the pass, obviously outside shooting. That series is really going to come down to this. Dallas is going to have a chance. Obviously, and Spencer Dinwiddie has played great. You know, Dorian Finney-Smith has played well for them. Those are the type of guys. Jalen Brunson has been great for the Mavericks. If those guys, it always comes down to your complementary players if you're going to pull off an upset and you don't have home court. So that's really what it's going to be for Dallas. If they're going to be able to you know, surprise the world and steal that series, it's going to come down to the other guys. They played those other guys, those complimentary players I just listed, played extremely well against Phoenix, especially in that game 7. So you never know. It's always possible. It's fun being the underdog sometimes.
Sammy, thank you very much, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me, and I'm going to go back above water now.
Nice.
Well done.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com.
2,000 leagues under the sea.
You can read all of his coverage of the NBA, and he joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.